Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of June. Last few days of, of May.
Here, don't rush it, please.
No, I know. We're getting into June.
Yeah, May's going.
And we've got so much, you know, on our plate as we head into the beginning of summer, trying to figure out where we are and what we're doing and where we're going.
And what we're going to be able to do.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to try to help answer some of those questions.
Ah, okay.
Got a good friend, neat guy. In fact, came to find out that his game calling mentor was my game calling mentor, Wayne Carlton.
Oh, okay.
And Al Morrison is a pro staffer with Fox Pro, and if you've ever seen their television program, he is a hoot. And he's got a beard. I mean, he's going for the Santa Claus look.
Oh, really? You know,
he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Great game caller, and we're going to have some fun talking about predator hunting and game calling with electronic callers. Plus, we've got update. The CCA Star Tournament has begun.
Kicked off, you bet.
And we're going to give you a report, as we will for all the weeks, all the way to Labor Day Monday.
And what current leaders we have today are going to be sweating it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Plus, so we've got other news from around the state and the country. So we got a big show headed your way. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Whataburger, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargo Boats. Enter at StarTournament.org. Sign up now.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, hope everybody is enjoying what really is a bit of a respite from what looked like it was going to be an early summer.
Right.
It still gets hot during the day, but at night it cools down, and I don't care that it rains. It kind of gets us through that period, you know.
Yeah, well, the other morning, I was chilled. I'm going, you know, of course, I got the air conditioning on, right? And I go, well, I check my thermostat. But the actual temperature in the house was 70. I'm going, no wonder I'm chilled, you know.
Well, I hear the rain. I hear the thunder.
Right.
And much like you, the AC is not running as frequently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a bit of a chill, good sleeping weather. Yeah. And my thought goes to pigs. If it's wet and raining, they're out there rooting, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, so those that are looking to do some social distancing and help control the wild hog population in Texas.
Same time.
Yeah. Get out and do some pig hunting. Here in the Lone Star State, game wardens had a pretty busy weekend. And, folks, we just did a show last weekend, you know, on boating safety.
Correct.
This is disappointing. Game wardens conducted safety checks on more than 9,000 vessels across the state. In addition, 9,000 vessels, okay, from Friday through Monday. In addition to issuing 1,196 citations.
Wow.
1,212 warnings for various boating safety laws. Wardens arrested 38 individuals for boating while intoxicated. Filed another 5 charges for driving while intoxicated, plus 31 people were arrested for various other crimes. Inclement weather, including strong storms, wind gusts to 60 miles an hour, a slow-moving tornado about 10 miles from Lake Allen Henry out in West Texas,
right,
set game wardens into action to rescue. And these men and women just do a phenomenal job in the Marine Division and Marine Enforcement. But the game wardens investigated, get this, 16 boating accidents across the state, one boating-related fatality that occurred on Stillhouse Lake, and 10 open water drownings.
Oh, my goodness.
And mentioned last week that March and April, people again trying to get out and do some things,
right,
had a big spike in the number of people that lost their lives on the water. And it just, you got to use your head.
Yeah, a big spike as far as off the water, too, is a big spike in DWIs on the highways.
It doesn't surprise me. Speaking of what's going on here in the Lone Star State, our state parks have resumed summer overnight reservations. And that started on Wednesday of this week.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll be able to make reservations at park with arrival times between June 1st, which is Monday, and September 7th. You can go to reservations can made on be made online at texasstateparks.org. Okay?
Yo.
Reminding boaters to clean, drain, and dry now that folks are on the water. We really don't want to transmit and cross-contaminate the giant salvinia from one water body to another, the zebra mussels. So just a little precaution, you know?
Yep.
And we've had some changes. The State Game Department's commission, the game commissioners have met, and there's been various changes. Just a few of the highlights. On the saltwater side, the minimum size of flounder has gone from 14 inches to 15 inches. These are all going to take effect on September 1. They are changing the course requirements to include paddlecraft and leading the course for the American Canoe Association or other TPWD courses. On the freshwater side, let's see here. They're going to standardize the harvest regulations for blue channel and flathead in the Lake Texoma, the lake on the Texas-Oklahoma border. Falcon Reservoir, the 5-fish daily bag limit for alligator gar will remain in effect. On the hunting side, they're implementing rules to administer automated processing for the application and issuance of pronghorn and antlerless mule deer permits. It's the only way that you can hunt those.
Mm-hmm.
Decrease the daily limit for scalp from 3 to 1 in all zones. We mentioned last week that for the first time ever, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did not do their annual waterfowl survey.
Correct.
So what they're doing is they're, you know,
guesstimating.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're doing.
Guesstimating.
Yeah. Cobbling together what they think has happened and also trends that they were seeing. You got something for us or something going on?
Yeah, I'm talking about firearms, you know, something from the pages of one of my favorites, Guns Magazine. But right now, there isn't a gun to be purchased in America. It's kind of an exaggeration, but just barely. Criminal background check system went through 3.7 million screenings during the month of March, highest number ever recorded by the system's estimated gun sales increased 85% over the same period in 2019. Many firearms retailers, especially in less Second Amendment-friendly states like California, report having no guns or ammunition in stock by early April. Short-term boost to the industry. Hopefully lessons learned last time won't be massive panic buying following a period of calm. But it's crazy out there.
And that was for March, you say?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because then in a few days we're going to be seeing the April. Mm-hmm. And that should probably be another spike. Got some news that we're going to monitor throughout the summer months, and that is the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard. And as you have done for years, Harold, why don't you lead us off with those star kids, kiddos 6 to 10 years old.
Yep. That's our favorite group, too. These kids are vying for $50,000 college scholarships, again, ages 6 to 10. Right now, no flounder leader. Sheepshead, a 2-pound, 3-ouncer from Brody Zvek, who's 9. Gafftop, a 5-pound, 1-ounce from Max Linderman, who is 9.
All right. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship. Right now, leaderboard is blank. Nobody in the upper, middle, or lower has caught a 6-pound trout that's 11 to 17 years old.
Okay. The inshore division for the Star Teens, again, $25,000 scholarships for these kids. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Curtis Widener, who is 14. Sheephead leader, 5-pound, 8-ounce, Dylan Wong, who is 15. Gafflop leader, 6-pound, 6-ounce, Nathan Carter, who is 14.
Over on the adult speckled trout division, again, we've got three divisions, 8-pound minimum to be able to enter. And upper and middle coast, no one's caught a fish of that size or larger. On the lower coast, David Smith caught an 8-pound, 8-ounce speckled trout to just nose out. Scott Rakowski, who is the first runner-up, nosed him out by 1 ounce.
Well, people got to get out and get offshore because right now we have no kingfish leader. It's a 30-pound minimum, no Dorado, 20-pound minimum, no Ling, 50-pound minimum.
In the adult flounder division, Mark Calderon leads with a 3-pound, 11-ounce flatfish. Serena Lucchese leads the sheephead division, 5-pound, 15-ounce. And Michael Fesco leads gafftop, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Yeah, and the one thing, again, we talk about signing up for the CCA Texas Star Tournament, which is an insurance policy. If you're going to get anywhere near the Gulf, do this, because there are 60 tag redfish out there. They put them where you fish. They want you to catch them, and you're going to win a Ford truck and a boat and a motor and a trailer and all that kind of stuff. Right now, none have been caught.
Absolutely. And we want you to stick around as we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our best bets, outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back, and this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help ensure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it come time to invest in these hunting tools.
When it come time,
that's right, as he said. The professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Mentioned to you about the wet weather, nighttime, cool in the morning. That's just perfect time to get out and go after pigs. Or don't forget, you can hunt free-ranging exotics. Around the clock as well. They're the distributors for Synox, the Low-Lux cameras, and the Arroyo Sport, the Black, and the Base. All are moonlight-capable and have the ability to record in color in low light. They also have a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion binoculars in stock. Third Coast Thermal is satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair days. Monday and Tuesday are good. Wednesday is the only best day of the week. Thursday, Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday are a quartet of good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, game will be feeding from just after the noon hour until late afternoon. This weekend, Saturday, May the 30th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On Friday, June the 5th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through Friday are a string of days with a double tide schedule. Next Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Sunday, a single tide, and that's going to be the high one.
There you go. Let's stay on the coast in Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, really upper coast areas. Saw some heavy rains. You've got rains up in the Dallas area. That water's going to be coming down the Trinity River and other river basins. So that may push some fresh water, may push some fish on further into the bays. But fishing's been really pretty good. And as the water heats up, speckled trout have consistently been found over at Sabine Lake along the ship channel. Jetty fishing has been good for redfish. East Galveston Bay, redfish have been good for those wading the shorelines. Texas City Dyke, redfish have been good on the flats on live shrimp. Down at Freeport, redfish are found on the flats as well as shorelines. West Matagorda got a report from my buddy Buck Payne. He and his brother Billy and Vastine Hughes. I tell you what, that's a trio that's destined for trouble when they get on the water. Have a big time with those guys. But tearing up the redfish, some oversized as well as upper slot redfish along the shorelines in West Matagorda. Rockport, trout have been good on live bait around the shorelines. Baffin Bay is still holding some good trout, redfish, and flounder, most of them in water less than 4 feet. Port Mansfield, trout and redfish have been caught in good numbers south of East Cut to the saucer and north of the East Cut to the second oil gut. In Port Isabel, trout are in the shallow water where grass is thick and have been best on shrimp. And to wrap up this part of the coastal report, South Padre, cooler periods of the morning and late afternoons have been best for speckled trout showing up in big numbers. Redfish are still around the sand pocket.
Well, things are jumping in East Texas, so take notes, friends. Caddo, largemouth bass are excellent in shallow water near trees and vegetation in 1 to 4 feet. Fishing plastic creatures and frogs, topwaters, rattlebaits. Crappie are good on or near brush piles and submerged structure. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, deeper crankbaits around man-made structure like marinas. Fork, largemouth bass are good on red, purple, or black plastic worms, topwater and crankbaits near roadbeds, submerged structure, and points in 8 to 12 feet. Crappie are good in brush piles and water 12 to 20 feet. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, flukes, frogs, topwater baits, Carolina rig creature baits in 5 to 15 feet. Crappie are good in the standing timber areas along the creek channel and brush piles in 12 to 18 feet. Livingston, Black bass are good in coves and creeks north with fishing plastic baits, spinners, and slow crankbaits. Nackanich, largemouth bass are good with Carolina rigworms, buzz baits, crankbait, looking to shallow vegetation and mid-depth creek channels. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good in vegetation and the man-made brush piles. Water no deeper than 13 feet are holding bass with topwaters, rigworms, and spinners. Crappie remain excellent nearer the shore, Toledo Bend. Boat traffic is increased with pent-up demand, so be cautious out there, friends. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rigs, topwaters, and jigs. There are hot spots just off the Texas Island Drops, Athens. Largemouth bass are good on weightless worms, chatterbaits, and spinnerbaits, working the vegetation edges and grass lines, bass drop. Largemouth bass are good fishing grass lines and brushy coves on Carolina rig plastics, crankbaits, and plastic frogs. Crappie are good on brush piles and standing timber. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working Texas rig craws, swim baits, and crankbaits. Crappie are excellent around bridges in 10 to 18 feet. Hybrid stripers are very good on slabs and live bait. White bass are excellent on swim baits and slabs in 25 to 45 feet. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, swim baits, plastic frogs, and topwater baits fishing 4 to 18 feet near submerged vegetation, rocks, and brush. White bass and hybrids are excellent on jigs and swim baits under birds or deeper main lake points, flats, and humps. Stillhouse, largemouth bass are good with small plastic grubs near rocky banks and bluffs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles and standing structure in 12 to 20 feet of water. White bass are excellent on slabs and main lake points and the drop-offs to Waconee. Catfish are excellent on live bait, shrimp, earthworms. This earthworks, that can't be right. And cut bait in 4 to 18 feet, long brushy shorelines, and the rip-rap. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and diving crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits and slab spoons. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are excellent on live bait and topwater baits when fishing near the surface. Diving birds are marking feeding schools on the surface throughout the lake. Whitney, black bass are good on crankbaits, topwaters early, and purple or black plastic worms later in the day, fishing 8 to 18 feet. Stripers and white bass are excellent over main lake humps with jigging spoons and slabs. And Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits and worms, bladed spinners and crankbaits, fishing dock structures and brushy shorelines in 6 to 18 feet.
All right, let's head out to South Texas, out Del Rio way, Amistad Reservoir, where black bass fishing remains good on grubs, Carolina rig worms, spinners, and crankbaits. The consistent spots are deeper water among hydrilla or rocky banks with steep drops. Down to Falcon this past week, seen much-needed rain and a lot of unwanted wind, but the best baits for bass have been Carolina rigs and crankbaits around shallow rocky points between 10 to 12 feet of water. Crappie remain excellent in deeper brush piles, rocky break lines, and water around 10 to 15 feet. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, rattlebaits, and plastic worms in 10 feet of water. Allen Henry, bass are good fishing topwater, soft plastic worms, and spinnerbaits on the edge of the steep drops. Ivy, bass are good in timber humps and drop-offs. And folks, as we continue with our lake report, we've had widespread rains, he's trying to say.
Yes, okay.
Yes. So monitor your lakes, because these lakes are going to be coming up. They've come up some, mm-hmm. but the downstream runoff heading into the lakes,
right.
you're going to see a change. There's going to be some floating debris, but also you're going to see conditions changing, and you're going to need to monitor that. That's going to be changing on a daily basis until things set out. What's going on in the hill country?
Okay. Big Lake Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic worms and deep diving crankbaits, working along grass edges, drop-offs, and brushy areas. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 8 to 15 feet, fishing by the timber. Canyon. Striper fishing is excellent on main lake humps, vertically jigging striper jigs or topwater baits when schools are near the surface. Largemouth bass are excellent in brushy shorelines, gravel beds, road beds with square bill crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastic lizards, and bladed spinners, LBJ. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are good over main lake points and humps in 20 to 35 feet of water. Medina. Black bass remain good fishing rocky points and lots of drops with crankbaits, natural colored Carolina rig worms, and adding jigs to the mix this week. Travis, Largemouth bass are excellent fishing in 5 to 15 feet with wacky worms in topwaters early, square-billed crankbaits later on. White bass are excellent with jigs, crankbaits, and slabs working the main lake points and the humps. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, chrome crankbaits, plastic frogs, jerkbaits in 4 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing structure up to 20 feet deep.
All right, on the hunting scene this Sunday, May 31st, the 51 East Texas counties will close their spring squirrel season. But running through August 31st, the South Zone javelina season, as well as other open counties for squirrel, will continue. All right. Yep. Where you been?
Oh, I've been on the road in one of your favorites, because I know how much you love these.
It must be a smart car.
It's an electric plug-in. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a plug-in. Hey, man. Hey, 2019, they're carrying it over, though. 2019 Niro EV EX Premium Hush from Kia. And Kia makes good stuff, though, okay? Right. One of the main things about Kia got people looking years ago, and they've maintained it, the quality. That's why they can give you a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And that comes in really handy. I highly recommend Kias and Hyundais and get that kit a vehicle going to college, because you still have warranty. If they flunk out, you know, you're covered. Anyway, this thing would be the equivalent of, I'm trying to think, I missed my point, 112 horsepower? Where is that? Oh, who cares? It's electric. That thing, they're scary fast. What you want to know about this is when it's charged up, it has about a 240-mile range, which comes in really, really handy. It is a compact crossover front-wheel drive. Scary fast. People ask me about, you know, the electric motors. It's like when you squeeze a trigger on a drill. I mean, there. Torque is right there. So really fun. Automatic climate control. Got rear vents on this thing. Push-button start with a smart key. 60-40 split folding rear seat. A lot of room in this little puppy. Lane-keeping assist system. Rear cross traffic. Blind spot detection. Very, very well equipped. On the outside, got the roof rails. You can add extra stuff, carry it around. The premium features include power sunroof and sunshade, heated and ventilated leather front seats, power adjustable driver's seat with power lumbar, their Harman Kardon premium audio system, wireless phone charging, console mood lighting, parking distance warning. This one had a cold weather package on it, so it had a battery heater, heated steering wheel, a lot of LED lights. Really neat, though. Base price is $38 on these. This one loaded to the gills was $47, but it had everything you could get on it. But the fuel economy is where it's at, and highways 102 miles, imaginary per gallon, but that's what it would be, 102 miles, 123 in the city for an average of 112. And you get tax credits and assorted other goodies, and you can go in an HOV lane by yourself if you have an electric vehicle. Isn't that nice? You don't have to put that mannequin in there and make the cops think there's two people in the vehicle. Right. Anyway, stop frowning. Take it out. Check this thing out, though. It may be what you want in the city. The Kia Niro EV, that's electric vehicle, EX Premium.
So how often do you have to change the fuel filter?
See, you save money there, too. There you go.
Oh, Lord.
We'll have to wire your house, so get a fast charger on it, but that'll make a difference.
We're getting ready to have some fun. We're going to take a break when we come back. Al Morris, Fox Pro Staffer. We're going predator hunting here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters.
Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demand for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we're starting to see more and more baby fawns hit the ground, and mama deer, she needs to be in good shape to produce the milk to get those critters' legs underneath them. Buck started putting new headgear on back in April. Fortified Cottonseed is going to help that and have the type of bucks that you're looking for come fall hunting season. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I absolutely love calling game.
And, yes, you do.
I mean, I just it's
sometimes it's irritating too. I mean, you do it, you know, the dinner table. There's a lot of restaurants you can't go back to now.
Yeah, well, I blame it. And Al Morris, our guest from Fox Pro, we both, as we mentioned at the top of the program, have a mentor that got us headed down that path.
Yep.
And that's our buddy Wayne Carlton, who is an absolute hoot. And then Al went on and just has won everything.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, he's
I wouldn't say that, Bill.
Well, I first came across on my first tour of duty on the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation National Board of Directors when they started their elk calling contest. And this big guy, you know, won the World Elk Calling Contest. And then over on the Predator side, his hunting
in
partner.
Texas, I won my first World Elk Calling Championship in Texas, no less, when it was in Dallas in 2009.
Hey, well, that's when I, you know, was voted back on. They said, we didn't have enough problems from Olson in the first go-around, right, so we're going to bring him back, you know.
Yeah, Al, this is Harold, and he was giving you a lot of compliments before we started this part of the show, but one of them, is it true you look like Santa Claus?
I actually did a stint for Santa this last December, and it's the first year since I was 16 years old I didn't kill an elk with a bow.
Okay.
So I decided I wouldn't shave until Trump won his next election, and I shoot another elk with a bow.
Okay.
You know, looking at their website, got a great website, gofoxpro.com, and you go to community, and you can see, you know, the entire pro staff.
Right.
You know, Al's a good-looking guy. He's a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got this mustache and goatee in this photo. But, man, he's got this beard growing. If you watch their television show,
right.
I mean, he's gotten it out there, and the guy has fun in the field.
Yeah, that was what he was supposed to.
You do have some fun when you're out after coyotes and other things.
It sounds like Harold keeps you in line, Bill, but you guys sound like you have fun.
We do. We do.
Fox Pro is fun. I tell everybody I sell fun because anytime you're out, and hey, you just talked about the moms dropping fawns, and what people don't realize is they'll just go manage a couple, three coyotes off their places right now. Those three or four or five fawns they saved with that one coyote will be their big bucks in three, four, five, 6 years. And so we really sell fun, and it's fun to go out and try and manage these coyotes. So that's, I tell everybody at Foxborough, we sell fun.
Let me start talking about product a little bit by letting folks know last year, I love going out west. I know you hunt out west a bunch, big wide open country, and we had a perfect setup out near Colorado City, and just right in advance of a front, Harold, and mm-hmm. we just knew we were set up. And after a day of calling with experienced hunters, and I had my Shockwave with me, we called in a couple of coyotes. It was really slow, and we were really disappointed. And the story that appeared in Texas Outdoors Journal was kind of a recap to figure out where the coyotes were at that time of year,
right?
What could have done differently. And I called Al, and I laid it out for him, and he said, "Did you change the pitch on your Shockwave?" And I'd forgotten about that tip.
Okay.
Talk about that, because that's really a unique feature that not only is on the Shockwave. Go ahead.
You can go onto our website now and look at all the Fox features. And, you know, the plain fact of the matter is we're the only electronic game call made in America. And we have the most features. We have the largest sound library. We got the best customer service. I don't know why anybody would buy a Chinese-made caller now when we've got the greatest caller ever made here in the U.S. Now, we're a little more money because we're made in the USA, but the Fox features, the Fox pitch alone is worth owning the Shockwave, the X2S, the X24, because everybody plays lightning. The venerable, the best sound ever made that's a prey distress sound would be Lightning Jack. And it was actually a jackrabbit in Texas that was recorded during a lightning storm.
Oh.
And that's why he's called Lightning Jack. And if you take that and just pitch it up I think you can go to 8. I think you could pitch it up to 8. And if you pitch it up to 8, it sounds like Lightning Cottontail. And then if you pitch it down, it gets old and slow, Lightning Jack. But literally, you can have guys go through an area, you can go 3 hours later and pitch it up just 4 degrees, and those coyotes have never heard that sound.
Well,
and it really is... It really is that one feature alone on the TX-1000 remote that you can pitch up that 4 degrees or 5 degrees and change that sound and the way those coyotes have ever heard that sound. That one feature alone is worth the entire price of admission.
And this is one of the benefits of being in this industry is all the professionals that even those of us that spend time a lot of time in the field, when we get stumped, we can talk to each mm-hmm. other and figure out something or be reminded.
Right.
And there is more to this Fox Pro story, but we need to take a break. So, Al, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Fox Pro staffer Al Morris right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Al Morris from Fox Pro Callers. Let's go ahead and wrap up the product review. And as much as I love my Shockwave, you know, the Dillon family comes out with the X-Wave series, and, you know, I'm going to have to get me one of those.
The most advanced caller you will ever power on. And the X-Wave is the two-speaker version, just like the Shockwave. It's just the Shockwave's big brother. And it has all the Fox features, Fox Bang, Fox Motion, Fox Fusion, Fox Pitch, Fox Data, Fox Cast. But the X2S is the single-speaker version. The CS24, if you looked across the professionals in the industry that were, you know, I'm talking about the government guys, the guys that did it for a living, they all like the CS24C.
Right.
It had the TX-1000 on a single speaker, TOA speaker. Now the X2S, and I'm serious, I've had one since February, and every coyote that has come to the collar has tried to stick his nose in that XHD speaker. The XHD speaker was designed by Steve Dillon. in-house. We make them. There is no place to order these speakers. We have to make each one in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. And it really resets the bar, guys. It really is. I'm 53 years old, and I really don't think in my lifetime, I'll live another 20, 30 years, I will never power on a caller any better than the X Series.
Yeah, Al, we're talking portable. I mean, earlier electronic callers, you were sort of at the will of the extension cord, I'll say that.
Exactly.
These things portable, and what kind of distance can you get with these?
I'm getting 300 to 500 yards, line of sight and non-line of sight. The technology we've put in those remotes is unbelievable. And that used to be the knock, you know, the old TX9. If you got 100 yards and there was debris between you and the caller, sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. Now we've re-engineered everything in the remotes to the caller, and you can get on any of these Fox Pros, you can get 150 to 500, 600 yards without any issues. Even on the Patriot, the $100 models, you can still get that 150 yards.
On the, I know the X-Wave has the pitch that we talked about on the Shockwave. Does the right. X2S have the pitch feature? Because I know
the X2S is special in that it has the Bluetooth capability,
right?
As well as the ability to play two. You know, it has the ability of Fox Bang, Fox Motion, Fox Fusion, Fox Pitch, Fox Data, Fox Cast. It'll do all that. For a single speaker to do the Fox Motion, and that just sounds like the animal's moving when a coyote gets close. Instead of just going right to the speaker, when I'm running the Fox Motion, they'll start to circle it because they think it's moving on them. It's pretty amazing. The X2S is the most, you can run it with your phone. If you have any phone sounds, you know, and there's some great callers out there that have these, you run it by Bluetooth. You can do it all on the Fox Pro now. You can do it on the X-Wave or the X2S. Now, the X24 runs everything in 24-bit. The X2S only runs it in 16-bit. Some guys really think they need the pure 24-bit sound, and that's what the X24 is about. And then we've got the X1, which is it's not the PX1000 remote. It's the same remote that's on our Patriot and some of our lower-end calls. But, you know, let's face it, some guys have little kids and they just can't afford, you know, the X1's $399 out the door with the single speaker. And it doesn't have all the Fox features or all that, but guys into that XHD speaker.
Yeah, Al, right quick before time catches up to us. We're talking coyotes, but obviously there's other varmints out there that we want to get. So, you know, what all can we go after with these setups?
You know, you boys have got the hog problem. And the new X Series we got all the hog sounds available. And we're coming out with new hog sounds all the time, so you guys can go call your hogs. Of course, you're going to call the coyotes and the bobcats. But, you know, more states are opening up. We can call bears. We can call lions. And in some of these western states, we can, in Utah, Oregon, Wyoming, we can use electronic game calls for big game now. We can hunt our elk and stuff like that. So more states are opening up every day to electronic calling. It's no different than using a mouth call. You still have to call the animal in. It's not easy. But and what's awesome with these new sound lists we're coming out with, last May I went and spent 2 days in the office, and now you can take Al Morris hunting with you. They have the AM sounds are all me blowing on a call, blowing on my elk call, blowing on a predator call. So if you want to go hunting with Al Morris, you can take him with you.
Yes, there you go. All right, quick couple of questions on hunting in Texas. We're starting to get hot. We've had a lot of rain. Nighttime temperatures are fortunately still dropping down. But when you're going after coyotes, we know that they were having their pups, you know, what, a couple of months ago?
Last week of April, first week of May. You know, all coyotes breed, and you guys, here's the deal. You can base the whole year of coyote hunting around one event, and that's breeding, that February 15th. Now, we know they'll breed in December, January. We've seen it.
Right.
And we know they'll postpone till March if they have to, depending on spring conditions. You know, extra wet, extra cold. Those females will delay breeding. But If they breed February 15th, their pup's 62-day gestation period, just like a dog. Last week of April, first week of May, those pups hit the ground. Now, the first 13 days, eyes are closed, they don't leave the den. The next 15 days, they'll start poking around the mouth of the den. By 60 days, those pups are out getting into trouble. By 90 days, they're hunting, guys. So we're approaching that 90-day mark. If you will go out and single lone howls into pup distresses, pup fights, and we just came out with 136 new sounds, and I'll bet 100 of them are pup distresses. If you will go out, and guys can go on to gofoxpro.com and look at these new sounds, but if you will go out and howl, and then go into these pup distresses, and then we have den mayhem and den heist, or two fight sounds, and I'm telling you what, you howl at them, you pup distress them, and then you get into the fight, and think their pups are into a fight, or trying to fight for their lives, every coyote that lives within earshot of you will be in your lap in short order.
Outstanding. We got like a minute and we're out of time, and we're going to have you back because I've got so many other questions for you, like hunting tight cover, you know, and things of that nature. But let's talk about the television show. Phenomenal footage. I mean, it is great camera work.
Go on to Roku, Amazon Prime, YouTube. We've gone digital. Look up Foxpro Hunting TV. You can blow the next 15 hours watching us show you how to take these fox pros and have fun.
You coming to Texas anytime soon to do some hunting?
You know, I don't have anything on the list, but it doesn't take me much of an excuse. I may come the first week of August when they cut the corn. Me and Brian Trussell there in Waco, Texas, may go just on a hog slaying spree.
Ah, there you go. Okay, listen, stay safe, my friend. We appreciate you being our guest on Texas Outdoor News.
You keep Bill in order, and you boys have a good one, and we appreciate you. And let's get back on anytime you boys want me. Yeah,
keeping him in order is impossible, Al, but thanks for the suggestion. Anyway, friends, we'll be back with more.
Appreciate you, boys.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, let's take a peek here. As we mentioned earlier, of course, going on right now is the 2020 CCA Star Tournament. That's statewide, friends. Again, if you're going to be on the Gulf for any reason whatsoever, this is an insurance policy. Go to ccatexas.org to sign up. June 1, federal red snapper season for recreational anglers in the Gulf of Mexico opens at 12:01 a.m., runs for 63 days, minimum length 16 inches. Record your catch at iSnapper app. So everybody knows what's going on. June 6th, National Fishing Day, free fishing statewide. Great opportunity for beginners to try it out. Take a friend, take a kid, take your mom. You can fish without a license throughout the year at Texas State Parks. I'm going to get it right one of these days. Our events, a lot of them have been canceled. Some are still being canceled for our safety. So all those organizations you belong to, whether it's, you know, Ducks or Rocky Mountain Elk or SCI or whatever, go to those websites, renew your membership, upgrade your membership, send them a donation, do whatever you can, okay? And then when those events open up again, well, then go to them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Want to thank our guest today, Big Al Morris from Fox Pro. Tell you what, it is fun, and literally we ran out of time with questions that we were going to ask. We're going to have Al back on.
Indeed.
Between now and then, go to their website, gofoxpro.com, and don't forget, check out their television show. Great.
You're familiar with their stuff. Do you have something from My Most Dreaded Beast, Raccoons?
Yeah, they'll respond to calls. Yeah. You bet you will. They will.
Okay, good.
Sure.
They tear up stuff for the fun of it. You ever notice that? They really do make a mess. Anyway, do remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations there. But also, all of the shows are archived there. So if you go, what do they say? Just go to it. They're there by date. The names of our guests and stuff are there. And you can replay them over and over again. Also, of course, you can catch them at Stitcher Smart Radio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And when you go to those things, like us. That just helps build the audience, and we appreciate that, all right? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. So whether on the water or out there in the field, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.